You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor and friend, Dr. Augustus. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Our living God, we honor you tonight. We thank you for your love and your power. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. We pray that you join us in tonight's service. We pray for your presence. We pray for your goodness to be manifested in every life. We ask that you heal the sick tonight. We ask that you deliver the oppressed. We ask that you set the captives free. We ask that you cause evil to be far away from tonight's service. We bind the devil. We cast him out. We banish his power. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for light. We pray for understanding. We pray for your goodness. We pray for your grace. We ask that you do us good. Reveal Christ to us. We take control over the atmosphere. And we pray that let your kingdom come. We pray that let your will be done. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast, brought to you by Miracle Wave Church. This is your friend and pastor, Dr. Augustus. I'm here with my wife, Helen. And Alfred is on the keyboard as Miracle Wave Broadcast, brought to you by Miracle Wave Church. This is your friend and pastor, Dr. Augustus. I'm here with my wife, Helen. And Alfred is on the keyboard as usual. Miracle Wave Church is in Chichewere, in Kumasi. It's inside Kochi. Beyond the Chief's Palace at the park, there's a cement shop, Lucitra Cement Shop, and we have our Glory Temple just there. In Kufuridia, you find us at the Waterworks Junction. It's a place where God is still doing good things today. Hallelujah. Join us and have an encounter with the good Lord. I'm inviting you specially as a listener to our Change My Story convention on the 30th of June. That's an evening service, 6 p.m. Then on the 1st of July, that's a Friday, it's an all-night service. Join us and experience God's power. The theme is God of Wonders. I'm so much looking forward to it. We are still enjoying or receiving the testimonies from the last convention. Breakthroughs in business, healings, and deliverances. And the Lord, God of Wonders, will be at it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, this evening I'm starting on a series which I call Second Chances or Restoration. Second Chances. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." I want to announce to you today, as I'm introducing this theme, that God started the scripture on a note of restoration and on a note of second chances. God is a God of second chances. That is who he has always been. That is who he will always be. Within the remits of his revealed will, God gives second chances.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
Tonight is good news for anyone who wants a chance again. You see, in life, time lost cannot be regained. And a lot of the time people are weeping over wasted years and wasted opportunities that they are not able to go back for. people think and reminisce about relationships and people. When things start going south or things start going bad, they begin to think about what they could have done better or what they could have done differently to have a certain different outcome. Hallelujah. And they begin to wonder, if I could do this again. They begin to think about it. If I had a chance, if I had another chance, maybe I would have done this differently or done that differently. Because we don't have power over time to go back. Time travel is one of the most elusive yet greatly desired concepts in science. When you watch movies or you read science fictions, you see that people are still trying to find out how or if it is possible to travel back in time, forward in time. Why do people want all these things? People are looking for second chances, but time lost can't be regained. So people believe or think that there's no second chance. I mean, once certain things are messed up, it can't be fixed again. But I'm introducing you to a God who is a God of second chances. When he introduced himself in the scripture, he introduced himself as a God who does it again. When people have messed it up or when it has failed before, he's a God who does it again. And tonight I came to announce to you that this is a God of second chances, and he's going to do it again in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So this is speaking about the dateless past, when things started. Okay, so that's the beginning. Now, they say that man is 6,000 years old, but the earth is several billions of years old. And people get confused between what science is saying and what the scripture is saying, but there is no confusion. Because between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, there are several thousands or billions or whatever of years where there was a certain existence and the earth was occupied. Okay? The earth was occupied that time before Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. And if God permits me, as the series goes on, I'll prove all of this to you in scripture. So there was an existence, because you remember when God made man and woman, he said, verse 20, God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That means refill or restock the earth. That means that the earth had been plenished before. The earth had inhabitants. The earth was inhabited before. But something happened. Those inhabitants were destroyed. The earth became without form and void. The Hiya, the word the earth was, is the word the earth became. So the earth became without form and void. Okay? So between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, a lot happened. And whatever existence was there, for reasons which are also mentioned in scripture, that existence was judged and destroyed. And the earth became without form and void. And everything was messed up. And everything was in a state of darkness. That the Hebrew words that are used here are tohu and bohu. The earth became formless, tohu, confused, empty, a state of nothingness, okay? And bohu, that's void, empty, waste. The Bible is saying that the earth became this way, but you and I know that that's not how God creates. God is perfection, and everything he does is good, which we see in his restoration of life. Okay? So the earth God made in Genesis 1:1, the heaven and the earth that he made, it wasn't formless and it wasn't void. That's not how God operates. But some things happened between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 that caused the earth to become without form, the earth to become tohu, empty, the earth to become void. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And choices are very important in life. When you go to the primary school, basic schools, children are full of dreams, hopes, and aspirations. I have mine very vividly in my mind. That's not exactly what I'm doing. I had two things in my recurring themes in my myself essays. I would say that I wanted to be a pastor. I've seen that one. But one thing I remember very vividly is that I said I wanted to be a pilot. I don't know what happened to that dream. I don't know where it passed. But it didn't come to pass. And that's what I thought at that time. As I grew and life progressed, my desires changed. And that's why that one was aborted. But many other people have their dreams aborted for different reasons. And one of the main things that causes people's dreams to be aborted is their choices. Choices. What to do, what not to do, who to associate with, and who not to associate with. One thing about association is that when you associate with someone, or when you find someone you want to associate with, you have found someone you want to equilibrate with. Equilibrate. That means that with time, you and the person will find a certain kind of common ground. You balance each other out. If you are someone who was very hot, let's just for illustration, and you found someone who is very cold to associate with, you will dissipate some of your heat. The person will also take on some small heat, depending on whose temperatures are the more extreme. But most of the time, it's easier for those who are standing to be pulled down than for those who are on the ground to be pulled up. So, in the end, the two liquids, we're talking about heat and cold, will have the similar temperatures. You just put two liquids on the table. They will have the same temperature as the environment. What happened? They gave off of their own temperatures and took on the temperatures of the surrounding environment. That's why the Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. You can find someone who was raised well, taught everything right, but if the person finds him or herself in bad company, they will equilibrate with this bad company, and soon they will start to see things as this bad company sees it. The Bible says that's what happens more of the time. The evil will corrupt the good. That is why Jesus, the scripture says that Jesus in his prayer in John chapter 17 said that they are not of the world. They are in the world, and I'm not asking you to take them out of the world and pray to the Father. But he said, keep them from the evil of the world. So Christians are supposed to be people who are in the world, but not of the world. But a lot of the time we get so much involved. There are Christians whose best of friends are sinners. There are people who don't fear God. There are people who don't pray. There are people who, they talk about women in a very vulgar language. There are people who talk about infidelity as if it's just like changing clothes. And you're a Christian man. And these are your friends. You know what will happen to you. Soon, you begin to see things in the same way. Soon, you begin to cheat on your wife and do something that you've never done before. Or you're a woman, and those are your friends. You soon be cheating on your husband, going with some sugar somebody to some this place or that place, because you have surrounded yourself with people who think that this is okay. But in the end, these choices that we make, whatever the reason for the making these choices, friends or whatever influences or deception, as was the case of Eve, these choices begin to influence our lives, and they change what beautiful things God has given us and what beautiful things God has done in our lives. They change it. And then life begins to lose its shape, begins to lose its form, and it becomes void. A lot of people who are posing on social media, I mean, a lot of the time, people who try too hard, they say, oh, it's working like this, oh, it's beautiful here, look at me this way, look at me, look at my family. A lot of the time, people are just trying to make up for a certain emptiness, trying to get the public to think that something that is missing is there. But they know the void and the emptiness that their choices have introduced. Sometimes people appear successful, they appear to be doing well, but nothing in this world satisfies. Who is like thee, Lord, in all the earth? Much less love and beauty and less worth. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the well that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. He said, who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. And your presence is heaven to me. Oh, your presence is heaven to me. In John chapter 4, Jesus met a certain woman. She has made choices, and her life is still not satisfied. She thought that changing men would answer the problem, and she would marry, and the marriage would get messed up, go for another man, and the thing would get messed up. And she had, like this, been with 5 husbands, and she was with a sixth man who was not her husband. Look at that, oh. In Jesus' time, this woman has married 5 husbands. What was the problem? She was looking for something. And that's where people are. People are looking for what they call Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, or Miss Right. I know Mr. Right. His name is Jesus. If you don't find him, no matter who you find, you will still not be satisfied. Why? Jesus told the woman, verse 10 in John chapter 4, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who's saying to you, give me to drink, you would have asked him and he would give thee living water. Verse 13, Jesus said, whoever drinks of this your water will thirst again. But verse 14, whoever shall drink of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing unto everlasting life. The only one who can satisfy you, Mr. Right, is Jesus. Oh, everyone you meet will have their own imperfections, but when you meet Jesus, you find that he is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. All you need is him. You need Jesus. And when Jesus comes, he will bring order into the chaos. And just like he did in creation, He will fix it for you. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He will fix it for you. God came back on the scene, and the world that he created had become formless and void. But his spirit started to move once again. Oh, glory to God. And that's what is happening in your life. The Holy Spirit is moving. You are listening to this message at this time because the Spirit of God is moving. You want change. You want to turn around because the Spirit of God is moving in your life. And as you give him the chance, he will fix it for you. What mistakes have you made? What wrong choices have left you with regrets? I have good news for you. God is a God of second chances. And in the scripture, he introduces himself to us as a God who restores. And tonight, he is going to restore you.
Amen.
God willing, I'll continue next week. Bow your head with me. And it's time to give Jesus a chance. Some people have tried all sorts of religions and smoked everything that can be smoked or drank everything that they can drink. And every morning after they've drunk and binged on alcohol, they feel so sick and they wonder what is it all about, only to have a terrible craving for the same thing that is destroying them. What type of life is this? Jesus is the living water. When you drink and you taste of that water, you will never thirst again. People are searching religion to religion, theory to theory. Explain this, explain that, explain that. When you meet Jesus, when you really meet him, you stop searching. If you are searching for anything, you just want to know more of him and experience more of him. But you are not looking for who God is when you meet Jesus. You are not looking for what is the truth. Who is the way to heaven where you meet Jesus? Haven't you seen how confident true Christians are? There is no religion that has people so confident that I know that if I die now, I'm going to God. There is no religion. None. All of them are really conjecturing, wondering. Some of them even said, look, I don't even know where I'm going when I die. It's at the judgment day that I'll know whether I've been right or wrong. And this is a very popular person who is being followed by many people today. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. When I've prepared that place, I'll come again. I'll receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. We are not troubled. We are confident. When anyone dies, they go and call a pastor. Why? The Christians are the people who are confident. They try to fish out the minutest form of godliness the person had. Oh, this guy, he went to church every Christmas day. This guy, he went to church every Easter. Why are they trying to grasp at straws, looking for some form of godliness? It's because of the confidence we have. They said we have hope in Christ Jesus, not only in this life, but in the world to come. Say a loud hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That confidence is only in Jesus. And he can make it available to you. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. He is the water of life. He is that well that won't run dry. Oh, I'm charged up. God is restoring you tonight.
Amen.
You've been searching for the truth. Jesus is the truth. You've been searching for the way. Jesus is the way. You've tried many things. Try him. Experience him. And you will quit searching. I'm not searching for who God is. I'm telling people who he is. I'm not searching for what the truth is. I share it with people. Jesus has satisfied my soul. And he'll do the same for you. Bow your head with me and let's pray. I want you to, if you want to choose Jesus today, and you want that certainty in life and in death, there are people who are so terrified and afraid to die. You're afraid to die because you don't know. You see, that's one thing you should be confident about. As a student, you want to do well, always learn to a place where you are confident that, look, I can really face this exam. Life, don't live with that kind of uncertainty. I don't know where I'm going. Hey! That's why there's no remedial. When you die, there's no remedial. Second chances, they don't go beyond death. He said, appointed to man wants to die after death judgment. That's why I said his second chances are within the remit of his revealed will. You want to be confident about where you spend eternity tonight, you want to be confident about who's your Lord, pray this prayer with me and say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I come to you tonight.
I come to you tonight.
I am a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
But I turn away from my sin.
But I turn away from my
and
sin.
And I turn to you.
I believe
that you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son
that you came into this world. You suffered and you died for me.
You
shed your blood on the cross.
You
were buried.
You were buried.
And you rose again.
And you rose again
on the third day.
On the third day.
And you are alive forevermore.
You are alive forevermore.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I give you my all.
Satisfy my soul.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be the master of my life.
Be the master of my
thank
life.
You for receiving me.
Thank you for receiving
in
me.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Before I go, I want to pray for you. If you are sick, I want you to lay your hand wherever the sickness was and begin to call on him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Whatever sickness troubles you, just begin to call on him now. He didn't just sacrifice himself for our salvation, but he sacrificed himself. He bore the pain and your sicknesses so that you and I will be healed. And his healing power is coming into your life right now. It's coming into your home right now. Just begin to call on God. Whatever your sickness is, whatever your problem, whatever your pain, Jesus Christ makes you whole. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be made whole now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Be made whole.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I command every sickness in your body to go.
Amen.
To leave you now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be loosed from weakness. Be loosed from infirmity.
Amen.
Let your eyesight be cleared right now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let headaches leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pain in your joints, in several joints in your body, you have pain. It's like rheumatoid arthritis. You've been taking prednisolone and other forms of steroids. Jesus Christ makes you whole.
Amen.
The angel of God is touching you. The power of Jesus is going through your body right now. Begin to move those limbs. Oh yes, I see it. I see it right now. Move those limbs, move those arms, move those fingers and begin to walk. The pain is leaving you right now. Oh
Amen.
Yes, the power of God is touching someone right now. Be loosed from that infirmity. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So much power here. Receive your healing now. Begin to do what you couldn't do. Every weakness, pain in your body has left you now. Be loosed. Be made whole.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Tell us what God has done in your life. 0249471769. Send us a WhatsApp message, voice note. Let us know what God is doing in your life. We'll be with you again, God willing, next week as we continue what we have started. God is a God of wonders. We love you and we are praying for you. We'll be with you again next week.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere. Inside Kochi, you can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.